Max Miller vows to stay and race. His former father-in-law says he fears for his daughter and granddaughter. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. United States Representative Max Miller went live on X on Sunday morning for roughly 20 minutes to deny that he abused his ex-wife or their two-year-old daughter, released a large package of court records and recordings to newsrooms, and said he will not leave his re-election race. Within the hour, United States Senator Bernie Moreno, Miller's former father-in-law, a fellow Ohio Republican, and a man who had declined for months to say anything publicly about the allegations, said Miller should not be in Congress. Quote, as he has admitted privately, Max Miller needs serious psychological help, Moreno wrote in a statement posted to social media. He is a danger to my daughter, and I hold my breath every minute he has custody of my granddaughter, end quote. Quote, he should not serve in the House of Representatives, end quote, Moreno said. Moreno breaks a months-long silence. Moreno's statement is a reversal of the posture his office held through the spring and summer. As recently as Friday, July 31st, he told the outlet Notice he did not know whether Republicans should replace Miller on the ticket, and his spokesperson said he would not speak on active litigation involving his family. On Sunday, he spoke at length. Quote, as a father and husband, I can tell you the last 2 years have been pure hell for my wife Bridget, our daughter Emily, me, and our entire family in the aftermath of Emily's divorce, Moreno wrote. He said it had been horrific to watch this play out in full public view, all while knowing an innocent two-year-old girl is caught in the middle. End quote. Quote, out of concern for the safety of my family, I hope to keep this matter private, but Max Miller's increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior has made that impossible, end quote, he continued. Quote, if there are any basic standards of character required to hold elected office, Max Miller fails them, Moreno wrote. I believe Max Miller needs to seek professional help to end the clear pattern of abuse he has left in his wake. I believe he should not be free to continue endangering others until he does, end quote. Moreno's assertion that Miller, quote, admitted privately, end quote, to needing help, is his own characterization and is not supported by any public document. Miller has consistently denied every allegation of abuse and has never been criminally charged in connection with any of them. Miller answered him directly on X, replying to Moreno's post by name. Quote, if my daughter said the same thing to me, I personally wouldn't wait 2 years before holding him accountable, Miller wrote. You know this isn't true. And the only reason you are speaking out now is to hide from your own media circus. This is all political, end quote. Moreno represents every county in Ohio, including Seneca and Sandusky, through January 2031. He was a significant backer of Miller's first congressional campaign in 2022, the year Miller married his daughter at Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club. What Miller said. Miller opened a live stream by apologizing for technical problems and noting it was his first attempt at the format. He said he was speaking, quote, as a father, trying to protect our daughter, end quote, and that he had turned down dozens of interview requests because he had concluded from two earlier interviews that reporters would not carry his account accurately. Quote, they frame me as an abuser, Miller said, arguing there is no evidence against him. No court or agency has even substantiated any allegation against me, he said. Every single one of these allegations were already investigated, end quote. Quote, I had nothing to hide, and I have nothing to hide now. End quote, he said. Miller argued that the allegations track his custody dispute rather than the underlying facts, saying each surfaced at a moment when the stakes in that case shifted. He said his ex-wife, Emily Moreno, stated under oath in October 2024 that he had never harmed their daughter, and he described text messages and recordings, he says, show the two on friendly terms in the days after an incident she has described as an assault. Quote, my former wife is engaging in a pattern of reporting incredibly serious and destructive allegations with absolutely no evidence, Miller said. He closed by saying he would not leave the race. I'm not getting out of this race, and I'm winning in November, end quote. Miller also raised his ex-wife's mental health on the live stream, saying he did so, quote, with great sadness and not anger, end quote, and that he hoped she received care. Emily Moreno's attorneys have previously denied she is mentally ill and have questioned why Miller agreed to give her primary custody of their daughter if he believed she was unstable. TiffinOhio.net is not reporting the specific medical claims Miller made about a private citizen. Emily Moreno's spokesman, Stefan Michajlu, responded in a statement issued after the livestream. Quote, it is shameful that Max Miller decided to go on a bizarre and lie-filled rant about his ex-wife to desperately try to save his political career, Michajlu said. There is a documented trove of evidence that Miller has a history of violent and dangerous behavior, and no amount of victim shaming will change that. It is despicable and abhorrent that Miller lied on an unhinged and humiliating video for their daughter to watch one day. No loving parent would have ever used their daughter as a PR pawn to save their own political career. Miller can lie and spin on X, but he cannot do so under oath in a court of law. We are confident that justice will prevail in court. End quote. A 199 megabyte package sent to newsrooms. Alongside the live stream, Miller's side distributed a document package to news organizations, including TiffinOhio.net. It runs to 199 megabytes across 67 files, 45 documents, and 22 audio and video files, and its opening page identifies the source as the Office of Representative Max Miller, legal counsel. It includes child services and police records, court filings, private co-parenting messages, recorded telephone calls, exterior doorbell camera footage, and a pre-written summary telling reporters what to conclude from each exhibit. TiffinOhio.net is not publishing this material and will not link to it. The package states that the couple's two-year-old daughter is identified only by initials and that home addresses have been removed. Neither is consistently true in the files as received. The archive also contains recordings involving the child herself. Portions of the underlying records do support parts of Miller's account. That is a different thing from the package proving what its summary says it proves. And several of its central claims are narrower than presented. The Dropbox link Miller directed reporters and viewers to went offline Sunday. Quote, "Apparently, there are people who don't want this information out. Strange," Miller wrote on X. "Don't worry, Dropbox will be back up momentarily," end quote. He did not say who he was referring to. TiffinOhio.net could not determine why the link stopped working. What the live stream left out? Miller addressed the allegation that he threw hot water on his ex-wife by describing horseplay at his kitchen sink, a sprayer, tap water, and text messages he says show her laughing. That is not the allegation at the center of his own defamation lawsuit. Court filings from Moreno's legal team state that in 2024, Miller, quote, "threw onto Ms. Moreno hot water from a pan of eggs he'd just cooked," end quote, after she told him she planned to leave him. A court-appointed parenting coordinator testified in a May deposition that Miller confirmed the sprayer incident. The pan remains disputed. On Sunday, Miller answered the one he has acknowledged. Miller also told viewers that on February 27th, a court found his sworn testimony credible and granted him a domestic violence protection order against his ex-wife. That order was issued ex parte, meaning it was based on his presentation before Moreno had an opportunity to contest it. Miller later moved to dismiss the case himself. A judge signed off on that dismissal within the past week, finding that Miller, quote, "was not under any apparent infirmity and did not appear to have been threatened by or in fear of," end quote, Moreno. 2 points Miller raised are accurate and belong in any fair account. Child protective investigators did not substantiate the allegations against him, and prosecutors declined to bring charges. The police material indicates prosecution was declined for insufficient admissible evidence, a determination that the available case could not be tried, which is not the same as a finding that nothing occurred. Where the case stands, Miller and Emily Moreno married in August 2022 and divorced in 2025. They share a young daughter and are each seeking sole custody. Emily Moreno has alleged in sworn court filings that Miller scalded her, held a gun to her head, threw her against a wall, and caused a fracture to their daughter's collarbone. Miller denies all of it. On Thursday, July 30th, Emily Moreno asked a Cuyahoga County judge to bar Miller from contacting her attorneys directly, swearing that he had harassed her legal team and physically touched attorney Andrew Zation without consent. Miller sued Emily Moreno for defamation in May. She has moved to dismiss that suit under Ohio's anti-SLAPP statute. He is also accused of violating a mutual restraining order that has been in place since June 1st. Emily Moreno is not the first woman to accuse Miller of abuse. Former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham described physical abuse in a 2021 memoir and a Washington Post opinion piece. Miller sued her for defamation and dismissed that case with prejudice in August 2023, shortly before it was set for trial. Grisham brought new litigation against Miller in July, claiming he violated a settlement in which the two agreed not to disparage each other. Miller did not address the Grisham allegations in Sunday's live stream, 3 days to the deadline. Republicans have until Wednesday, August 5th, to replace a candidate on the November ballot. Miller's live stream was, in effect, an announcement that they will not be replacing him. He faces Democrat Brian Poindexter, a union iron worker and Brook Park City Councilman, On Tuesday, November 3, Miller won the district with just over 51% of the vote in 2024. Poindexter said Sunday that the allegations deserve the attention of law enforcement. Quote, "No one credibly accused of holding a gun to his wife's head and breaking their two-year-old daughter's collarbone belongs in the halls of power," end quote, he wrote in a statement after the live stream. Democrats have spent the past week calling for Miller's resignation and a House Ethics Committee investigation, and have signaled that more fall resources could flow to Poindexter. United States Representative Chantel Brown, Democrat from Ohio, has said Miller should resign. Trump endorsed Miller again in May. Ohio Republican leaders have largely declined to withdraw their support. As of Sunday afternoon, the most forceful public call for Miller to leave Congress had come not from a Democrat and not from a House colleague, but from the Republican senator whose daughter made the allegations.